We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
WBBM News Time 10:32. Joliet is reviewing its policy on letting the public speak at meetings.
Addressing issues is what the Joliet city attorney reportedly says about the consideration of limiting public comment at meetings of the city council and other city commissions and boards. Those issues include groups taking up too much public speaking time and crowd outbursts. Attorney Martin Shanahan tells the Joliet Herald that discussion about the rules has nothing to do with a past North Point Properties plan that drew hundreds and stretched three nights to let people speak. Shanahan also says it has nothing to do with an upcoming public hearing on another North Point property. He says talks about public comment limits have been in the works for almost a year. Jennifer Kuiper, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Police are investigating a theft of patients' belongings at Mount Sinai Hospital.
Police say someone held a door open for a man who walked into the hospital at 1:30 on Sunday morning, and a few minutes later he walked out carrying a duffel bag. Hospital security told police items were missing from two boxes of patients' belongings. It's unclear exactly what was stolen, but the hospital does inventory items before they're placed in what's supposed to be secure storage. Mike Krause, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Prosecutors say a woman charged in the killing of a Chicago man was furious that he'd refused to share a financial windfall with her. A Cook County judge has denied bail for Katara Channel. The 28-year-old from Davenport, Iowa, faces a first-degree murder charge in the March death of 38-year-old Kevin Tucker. Tucker was found dead in the bathtub of a Chicago motel room he'd checked into with her. She was his longtime on-again, off-again girlfriend. The Boy Scouts have granted an exception to a 7-year-old girl in the southwest suburbs.
When Boy Scouts of America welcomed girls last year, they established a rule that any pack with a girl must have at least one female leader. The Tribune reports Plainfield pack leader Matt Janes couldn't run events with his own daughter because a woman who'd been helping out had a conflict. Now the organization has granted him an exception as they work to recruit more women. The head of the group Scouts for Equality tells the paper the Scouts are creating a strange scenario when they say a father can't supervise his own daughter. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Don't forget, when you don't have a radio nearby, you can listen on your phone. Download the radio.com app.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com on the radio.com app. And of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.